Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she didn't like going into her cellar after a spider had dropped on her, so she always looked up. Then one day, she looked up and the ceiling was covered in chalk drawings. It wasn't her, and it wasn't her husband. So who did it?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to our bonus episodes on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories, or through the website ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
So I wanted to tell you something. This isn't paranormal, but it's weather-related, and you like weather, and I like weather-related things, but I just think it's so crazy. So we had some bad weather here over the weekend, just south of Wichita.
Yeah.
And this woman posted these pictures of a tornado that had hit on her land, and she lives out in the country. So it destroyed some outbuildings, but one of the buildings appears to be like her husband's workshop, like a guy who's a tinkerer and has a whole bunch of shit in his workshop. The doors open. It literally peeled the roof off and nothing was disturbed inside the workshop itself.
It's crazy.
So like there's cans of WD-40 just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's like nothing inside there was even touched. But this storm hit with such force, the door was opened. And the roof got peeled off, but not one thing was disturbed inside there. Like, how the hell? Like, that had to have been, 120 miles an hour, the winds at least?
You would think.
And how does it not move one thing inside?
Those are always just totally baffling situations to me and how
it
that
was
works.
Filled with like little cans of stuff, like and things on the ground and like box of this over here and about, like he just has hundreds of things all over this workshop and none of it was disturbed.
Wow.
And I said, I posted on there, I'm like, okay, I'm really sorry all this happened, but holy shit, look at this picture.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. And her house wasn't touched. The barn right next to it, totally gone. So, I mean, so there's things to be grateful for. There was nothing touched inside his shop. Everything inside was just fine.
Wow. How
does that happen?
I don't know.
Just so crazy. And it blew the door open. Wasn't there some wind swirling around? Did the building not shake? Did something? I don't know.
That is very bizarre. That is very bizarre.
It was pretty cool. I think just weather things are pretty cool.
It is. No, it's always interesting to see what's affected and how things are. I mean, I've seen a lot of that this last couple of weeks here with the tornado that we had and just completely obliterated building. And then right next to it, nothing. Like everything's fine completely. It's just.
Hops over in one building, destroys another one.
Yeah. It's freaking crazy. It really is. I got a weird one for you that I'm starting to see. And I was not expecting this. So I'm single again and I've been on some of the dating apps and such around, that exist. I in the last 24 hours, I've had two people at random come to me and they go, "Oh my gosh, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories."
And then is that what you're like?
It's not in the profile. And,
don't want to get together with you.
No, I'm cool with it. I don't know. I mean, it's fine as long as the person's not nuts. It's just been like, oh, it's just kind of, it's interesting to me. I'm like, wow, this is kind of weird. But
I remember way back when, like, I kind of just gave up on dating. I find it just to be tedious and difficult and time consuming. But
it is.
If the right guy came along, that would be fun. But going out for dinner with someone I don't know feels like a job.
Yeah.
But years ago, I was on a dating app. And if I'd go out with them and like we'd run into some of their friends and they would say, "This is Carol." But the ones would be, "This is Carol from this radio station."
Yeah.
If it included that, I knew we'd never go out again. I'm like, I'm not Carol from that radio station. I'm Carol.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. I don't know. It's
like one time I go out and the guy's telling the waitress and I'm like, she doesn't give a shit.
That's a bit more. That's a bit much.
Shut up. And then he goes, "Talk, say something to her."
That's fucked up. No, that's
like,
weird.
Oh my God. And that might've been the same guy who wanted his dream job. I am not kidding you, was to be a mascot.
Well, that should be the red flag right there. More than anything else, I want to be a mascot. That's my dream job. That's that's like a lifestyle now too. Oh, that's a lifestyle choice for
it's
some.
Like you are into fluffies. I was like, oh my God, you want to do what?
Yeah. Well, you can just do it now. Just go get your costume and start walking around. There's like whole groups for that stuff now.
I'm not kidding you. One day I went to the baseball game. And I don't remember what our baseball team was at that time. Might have been the Wranglers or the Wingnut. And so whenever I'm the girl when the mascot walks by, I'll high five him.
Yeah.
Every time. I'm like, "Hey, hey." And then he high fives me and he goes, "Hey, Carol."
It was him. Oh my God, he fulfilled his dream.
Falls minor league. He wanted major league. So you gotta start somewhere.
You gotta start somewhere and work your way up. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh my God, I buried that memory.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great.
Why I don't date online.
855-853-4802 is our phone number. Get Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a call and hear a real ghost story. Hi.
My name is Chelsea, and I want to tell you my story of when me and my husband rented a old farmhouse, over 100-year-old farmhouse, in a small town called Cerro Gordo. It's just about an hour west of Springfield, Illinois. The house was built before 19th century, and it was actually moved by a really prominent lawyer in the region. It was right when they moved it right next to the Cerro Gordo Cemetery. And when we were looking for a house to rent, it was cheap. It was out in the country, cornfields. The only neighbor was our landlord, and they were great. And, we could look past the cemetery thing, and we did. we lived there for about 2 years. Right after we first moved in, we started noticing kind of some weird things. I did. My husband, he's always been more skeptical, but I have actually come from a family that has intuitions about things, and me and my mom have dreams that come true all the time. Sometimes we'll have the same dream. It's really weird. So, like, I'm very sensitive to things like that. And my husband, on the other hand, he is not. So when I started bringing things up, he was thinking I was crazy. And I almost started thinking I was kind of getting crazy myself. The first thing that happened was my husband had a Visa card that was prepaid for insurance purposes. He had just gotten a new one, and he lost it. He's like, I need it for this doctor's visit. And he's like, I can't find it. And I'm like, well, order a new one. We'll pay out the difference, blah, blah, blah. So about a month after he had lost it, we had forgot about it. We ordered the new card. We moved on. I was picking up our bedroom, and we don't keep anything under the bed. We don't store anything underneath there. You know, there might be some socks. That's about it. I look under the bed, and in the dead center of our queen-size bed in the middle was his Visa card. And I, like, had to shimmy underneath there, grab it out. I go downstairs. I'm like, Michael, what the devil? What? Look, here's the card. And he's like, where'd you find that? I'm like, it was underneath the bed, in the middle of the bed. How the devil would it even get there? Nobody knew. After this happened, my aunt came through, blessed the house, sage, the whole thing. And it was quiet. Things started kind of stirring up, though, a little bit later. Lights would turn on if it on by themselves. I would come home, every single light would be on in the house, even lights to, like, closets. I remember one time I was a dog. She's a lab, and she's very sensitive to things as well. She likes to sit right outside the shower, and she will bark at little things and everything that happens that will stir in the night. She'll go crazy. But the sink, I get out of the shower, I get my towel, I look over, and the sink faucet, both of the knobs were turned completely on full blast, and it was like spewing out, and it was hot water. And my dog is just looking at me like, I didn't do this. One of the creepiest things, and this actually happened twice, was my dog would, she was staring at the wall, and she would just bark at it, and she was growling, and then she just stopped growling, standing on all four legs. She just peed herself, started whimpering, and ran away. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is making her act like this? Why is she doing this? And I just kind of brushed it off. Then my stairs, my bathroom upstairs was right next to the steps, and she followed me around everywhere, like I said. And she was staring down the stairs. It was nighttime right before we go to bed, and I'm brushing my teeth, and she's just staring down the stairs, growling. Hair on the back of her spine was just standing straight up, and I'm like, Emma, what is wrong? What is wrong? And she starts crying, standing on all four legs, pees herself again. And I'm like, all right, well, it's time to go to bed. And so we go to bed and just kind of like brush it off. The reason I think that this entity might be a child is because what I'm going to tell you right now is that we had a chalkboard in our kitchen where we could write, you know, grocery lists down, and I had like colored chalk. And the basement was just a cellar with just a washer dryer on it. And the ceiling was an open ceiling, so you could see all the cobwebs and wires and stuff. And I was always very cautious because I had a spider drop on me once. So I was always like looking up at it and noticing it just because I didn't want another spider to drop on me. And one time I look up and there are chalk drawings in all different colors of chalk drawings, like in the rafters, and I am just like doodles, scribbles, like little people. I am just standing there. I'm completely kind of frightened, and we don't have children, and I know that he didn't do that, and I know that I sure as hell didn't doodle chalk drawings in the rafters. And I grab the laundry, go upstairs, and I tell my husband. He's like, that's really weird. He starts kind of believing and seeing, you know, starts seeing the same things, like the lights, the faucets, things like that. I was cleaning out my closet, and there was kind of a little hidden wall where I found more of the chalk doodles, and I found the actual chalk. There's like three different colors of the just little skinny sidewalk chalk, and it was in the closet. Like I said, we don't have any kids. We didn't do this to ourselves. Very frightening. One day, my husband, he was doing laundry downstairs, and I wasn't home. And he walked down the stairs, was doing some stuff, and you could see through the stairs. There was no backing on the steps, so you could see straight through the stairs to the wall. And he looks over, and he sees a pair of bare feet standing on, like, the first couple steps, like they're about to walk down. And he's like, what? And he was like, hello, because he knew it was my feet, my legs, because he's like, they were children's feet. And he's like, he ran up the stairs, and he grabbed the gun, because, you know, he didn't know what was happening. He thought somebody had broken into the house, and I'm like, well, nobody did. He was frightened, and we never saw, but that was the first time we'd ever, like, seen, and the only time we'd ever seen, like, an actual apparition, if you will, was these children's feet that he saw. Another time, he was putting together a table in the dining room, and I was in the kitchen. We were probably 15 feet apart from each other, and he just starts screaming, what, Chelsea, what do you want? And I'm standing there doing dishes or cooking or something. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do I want? He's like, stop whispering in my ear. And I'm like, turn around. And so he turned around, saw how far away. He got up, and he was shaken. And he's like, something was whispering in my ear, Michael. And that really startled both of us because he thought it was me. It wasn't me. We did end up moving out when we decided to go back to the family farm for his family, and we moved to Quincy, Illinois, and we bought a house here, and we haven't had any apparitions, things. I mean, I haven't had any issues. Usually, like I said, I'm pretty in tune to things like that. But, yeah, that's my story of my haunted old farmhouse by the cemetery, and that's my story.
Creepy, creepy story. What are your thoughts on that?
That was so haunted.
Yeah.
Like all of the things, like that chalk thing is really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would know, especially, you know, she went down there, the spider lands on her head. So every time you go down after that, you're kind of looking up because you don't want a spider to fall on your head.
Sure.
I get that. And then to look up one day and be like, what's all this chalk doodling? And then the thing with the dog really bothered me too, because like my dog is great, and it sounds like she had a great dog, but Benji gets high anxiety right now with 4th of July fireworks and thunderstorms, and he'll have these panic attacks. And I have found a couple places where it had to have been him who peed. I think he just, his anxiety gets so high that he can't control it.
Sure.
And that's what it sounded like happened to her dog. But for what reason?
Yeah.
Like, what is scaring her dog so bad? It wasn't like she said, and it was in the middle of a storm, or it was 4th of July. They're shooting all kinds of stuff off. Her dog just seemed terrified of something else.
Satan.
That's the answer.
Right. I think you're right.
Hey, it's Satan again. How are you doing? I again, I just wanted to say I like to fuck with dogs. And, you know, that was me. Just so everybody's clear, I did the doodles on the ceiling too. I just, you know, I had some chalk, and I'm like, hey, let's really fuck with these people. So I put a bunch of weird drawings up there. It doesn't mean anything. People think they're like hieroglyphic symbols or they're some sort of meaning. It's just a bunch of fucking doodles. If you look really closely at it, it actually, it kind of resembles a Garfield cartoon. It just kind of a really dark one where I end up eating their cats. It's just that. No big deal. Have a great day. I'll be fucking with somebody else here real soon, you know, because
I'm Satan.
Here we go. Questions answered.
Something I find really funny about Satan, just like, I just want to doodle. I mean, yeah. You know, I might be Satan, but I need to have artistic expression from time to time.
I do. I need an outlet. I like creativity. I like expressing myself. You know, who do you think came up with a pentagram? You know, that's the star, the circle. And, you know, there's a lot of really
neat things I've created over the years that everybody, you know, they could bring them out at Halloween to be spooky and shit. But it's like, hey, I did that. That was, I should get a little bit of a little dark arts, you know. I don't know, everybody likes to make it all woo, but, you know, it's just everybody's got their stuff. And, you know, I like art. I like art classes. I like scenes that are landscapes. I like to just look out over the landscapes and just gaze into the horizon and go, I'm going to destroy all of that. And it's, you know, it's just a nice thing to do. But anyway, have a great day.
Satan out.
There you go.
Satan out.
Seacrest copied me.
Well, there you go. I'm glad we got that settled. Thank you. Thank you, Satan.
Thank you for that clarity. I appreciate that insight from Satan himself.
It's always great when Satan can join us for a little...
Sometimes you need that. Who was it? It was Satan.
A little Q&A, and then we get the questions answered. It really works out well. If you like the podcast, you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything ad-free, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or GhostPodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.